It's interesting. You're in the same position as I am, as you have to choose a talker. And
yes,
you really never
day.
Know what's going to fly, do
Which
you?
Which is kind of fun. I don't know if you're going to like today's. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I'm on the fence about today, but you know, you have listeners all over. So for us, it's New England, and this doesn't really affect Massachusetts people as much. But people might still have an opinion. So a Kansas lawmaker wants to give school teachers and caregivers more power to spank children in school. So
good. Big fan.
Big fan?
A big fan of the topic.
I was trying
as a
to
talker.
Decipher what that noise was.
No brainer. Awesome.
Good one?
Awesome.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, what do you do? Just so I know.
You mean, how do I signal you?
Yeah, how do I know that
you
hate it?
You know what I do.
What kind of noise are you going to make?
I kind of nod up and down in a vacuous way.
Yeah, you try to fake it. It's very obvious. Yeah, you're right. So there are 19 states that allow spanking in schools.
Yes.
Massachusetts is not one of them. Now, in those areas, you can spank. But now this lawmaker wants to expand the current law, which allows spanking, which will leave some marks and leave some redness.
It's just a matter of how hard you do it?
Yes. So the question is, would you want your kids, A, spanked in school, and how do you feel about this expanded bill where they can be spanked to actually cause marks?
So two questions.
Yeah.
How do you feel about spanking? You're a parent?
I'm not a spanker. I'm not a spanker at all.
Not even a little? How do you get to the buck stops here area?
All right. Of course, I'm a mom, and I'm going to say my kids are the best kids in the world. But with my guys, who one just turned 7, one's about to turn 4, I just kind of talk to them. I don't have to spank them. And they know when I get mad. They know when they push my buttons. And then they back off. And I say, listen, guys, you can't do this. And I get down on their level. And I kind of just talk to them. So I've never gotten into a position where I felt like I needed
to
spank
good.
Them.
And you don't raise your voice,
I'm
guessing.
They're pretty good. No,
because
I really don't.
Parents that raise their voice, I find, are pretty ineffectual.
Because they hear it a lot.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
and the house
exactly.
becomes a yelling house.
And I shouldn't say no. I do, but I don't do it a lot. So when I do it, they get this look like, uh-oh, we better stop. The best is when I get home and every 30 seconds I hear, mama, 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 mama. And after a while, I say, what?
Yeah, but
I
you
lose
do that.
My head.
I feel like you do that in a good-natured way.
Oh, my. Well.
Our teacher slapped us. If we had to go to the office, she'd grab you by the hair and slap you back and forth like that.
She on your face?
Yes.
Really?
Kids would come back to class all red-faced and crying.
Oh, that's so sad.
I need to apologize to you.
Why?
Please accept my apology. Yesterday, you were talking about Facebook, and I said, I have 5,000 friends. And you said, you're bragging. I'm like, yes. It's bogus.
That.
I feel.
If I didn't call you out on it, would you have not even recognized it?
I would have not recognized it, and
so
I would have gone on.
Badly.
No. Then I would have continued to be braggadocious. And
that's true. So maybe I helped you.
I'm a better person. Thing number two.
Okay. Shoot.
You know how stores say, please excuse our appearance during renovation?
Right.
We are open?
Yeah.
I'm saying that about my facial hair.
Oh,
please excuse my facial hair while it's under construction.
Oh, can
Because I'm working on a Johnny Depp beard configuration. Mustache, little patch here and a thing here.
Oh.
And it's also going to get colored. And now it's kind of, it just looks like,
wait.
I look like I'm 80 years old.
You're going to color it?
Well, not a color. I'm going to make it look natural. I'm going to get it, you know, professionally straight razor done. I just want you to know it's going to look better. Do not judge me at this time.
So you're doing a hat trick. You're doing three pieces there.
Yes. Mustache, little soul patch, and then the little chin thing.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I don't know about the chin thing.
It's because it's
Something
not professionally
weird
done
about
yet.
That.
I know it's the wrong shape. I'm telling you, excuse my appearance during facial
Fine,
construction.
But I'm not sure when the renovation is complete.
That's
I don't
right.
know if I'm going to like that third
All right.
piece.
Well, you know, we'll
you
wait.
You want me to be honest, or are you going to go home and be like yesterday, all upset?
I wasn't upset. I was pleased.
Okay.
And there's always the chance you might get used to it.
So I asked Bradley to spin for the homeless, which I'm doing next Thursday with a group called Home Start. So I asked Bradley to come with me, and he said no. And that's
and
about the end
at
of
me.
The story.
You said, you stink. I thought, I stink.
I did tell you exactly how I felt, didn't
And then
I?
You said, no, just kidding. And then you said, no, you really do stink.
Well, the more I thought about it, you really did stink.